Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Shalom, Brother DeWater. How you doing?
Oh, I got peace of mind, but my mind went up into a bibulation. When I got in last night, all the parking place was parked. I got a sticker on my car, and I parked in a handicap parking place, and they towed my car, man. It cost me $174.
Guess what? They towed my daughter's car two days ago. Y'all might have a problem going on over there.
Yeah, see that joke. I'm laying down. I get up and go fishing at 4:00 when I go, and I go 3 or 4 days a week. Him and his son is out there. I'm waiting on his ass. I got something to tell. He know that's my damn car. He know that I've been here 3 years, and this. This son of a bitch know me. He tried to make some money, and
right.
See they didn't have they ain't said nothing before. They told my car. They told 4 cars. Cat live above me, man. They messing with people, man.
Right.
That got me off into you know my energy is
in war mode.
Shit, I some bitch look like a goddamn gook to me, shit. And I'm the nigga with the trigger here. Do you hear me, Brother Drew? I know his goddamn operation time. I'll lay a steel trap with his ass. Man, yeah, but when we investigate stuff, Brother Drew, so many young guys, they've asked me about masonry, especially Courtney and his partners and youngsters over here in the apartment, who they call most all the young hoodlums. I make them pull their damn pants up and stuff around me. They call me old school or OG. I don't know what the hell this OG means, and Godfather. But shit, that's what they done put a title, an Ankh. I don't know what they call me Ankh too, you know. So but we, you know, I get a lot of, they all come to me, they all tell you they pump knowledge with Ankh, you know, when you see Ankh catching, you know. And they all want to know about the Masons. Masonic knowledge is handed down to you. I was fortunate, Brother Drew. My great-great-grandfather lived to be 120 years old. He died when I was in the ninth grade. But he came to live with us in 1950 when I was 6 years old. And I was given to him to teach me the ways of the Crow. Because he didn't sleep. He slept in a teepee. And daddy built him a log cabin house with the floor. He slept on the ground. He said you're supposed to sleep on the ground and moccasins. He wore moccasins. Your feet supposed to be on the ground. He went barefooted most of the time. And he taught me the old way. This was handed down to me, the knowledge that I know about the Masonic Lodge. And most of the cats is dead that noticed. The knowledge that I'm giving to the young folks and speaking with you, all of these people are dead that know this knowledge, that explain Masonic knowledge in the way that I explain Masonic knowledge. You see, because the word has gotten lost. In the Masonic Lodge, they got a power called the word, the lost word. So they know how the word got lost. And how it got lost through what? So the only way that you can, us being FBI's first black investigators and not fat, black, and ignorant, like most of these coons running around here, when we go investigate the knowledge, then one thing, the knowledge has to be in this language, Brother Drew. It can't be in other languages. Now, that's the funny thing, Brother Drew, about masonry. The Masons tell you that they know their brother in the light, in the dark, by the signs and symbols that they stand upon. It's funny that you only have to know three passwords. That's a master mason. The first one is J. King, Ship of Eight, and your last one is Two Ball King. Those three passwords, all you got to know. It's a funny thing, Brother Drew. I don't care what Mason you talking to, from what country, nationality, them words is said the same damn way in everybody's language. I don't give a damn what language you're speaking. Those three passwords are handed down. That's deep. I find that very interesting. You know, as a Mason, as I traveled overseas, I've been around. I got six shellback cars. I've been on six cruises around the world in the Navy. The Navy took me there.
Yeah.
I talked to a lot of Masons, man. I was when I got to Istanbul, I stayed 2 years in Istanbul. I stayed in that damn library in Constantinople. That's where Istanbul is, actually Constantinople. I stayed in them damn libraries, man. I talked to the people, and because our grandpa had taught me so good, I could get on signs and symbols with them damn Masons over there. Shit, man, I had plenty of action with the women and everything. I was hip the other way I went, Brother Drew. I got in with the people because I would always meet a Mason, and I'd talk this Masonic knowledge to him, and we traveled that way. But them passwords in every language is the same. When we go back into civilization, Brother Drew, before the reptilian got here, the pink man, they call him in the Masonic order, the albino man, a pink man, that's what he's known into in Masonic order, knowledge of the human, they call him the pink man or the albino man, especially if you go back and study with the Dogon tribe, which is a good tribe to study with when you're studying this ancient knowledge of the southern hemisphere, the Dogon. If you're in the eastern hemisphere, study with the Burma man. And if you in the northern hemisphere, you study with what this G stands for, the Goma. Now, see, this G, let's explain this G, Brother Drew. This G that you see a compass and a square.
Right.
A compass and a square in this language is called a compass and a square. It is a hermetic, it's a geometrical tool that you use to design with. Every nation had this. See,
okay.
This ain't compass and square ain't nothing new. It's just like the cross ain't nothing new. See, because the only way me and you is the cross, and I'm going to explain that later. I ain't talking about no crucifix. I'm talking about a one, we doing nothing but geometry, 180 degree angle, vertical and parallel, two poetic item. We're going to learn geometry today. Now, I know I flunk like hell geometry. I flunked geometry in high school, but I got passing grades because my mama is an expert right now today in everything, calculus, geometry, trigonometry. My mama awesome in that shit now as we speak. She's 92 years old. She awesome with those knowledges. But I happen to be the dumbest of her children when it came to studies like this. I knew to a certain extent, but not like the other ones. And This G stands for Gnostic teaching. That's what it stands for first. That you see in this Masonic sign symbol of the United States of the Scottish Rite Mason.
Right.
It stands first for Gnostic. What is Gnostic teaching? And we taught on what Gnostic teaching is. You can. It's very easy. All you have to do is Google Gnostic and learn the history of the Gnostics. You don't have to buy books like me and Brother Drew did and spend all your damn money and be book broke when you get 71 years old. You can Google this shit now and see what the Gnostic believed in. Because this is what your government system in the United States is up under, Gnostic belief, and you bet your butthole on that it's Gnostic, and you don't know a damn thing about Gnostic belief. That word probably is a mystery word to most people, and not unless they are people with minds like our minds. If I say Gnostic to anybody been in my class, well, hell, they know what they're talking about, because me and Cole done talked on the Gnostic. That's what it stands for first, Gnostic teaching. Now, what version of Gnostic teaching that is in? It's in the version of Goma, G-O-M-E-R. Carter. Now, do you know who Goma is, Brother Badu?
I remember reading about Goma, and I can't recall. I read about him.
I'm going to tell you, I was just running because, see, we talked about this once before. I know it doesn't.
Yeah.
It was long ago that I taught this lesson. Go to the 10th chapter, seeing all Tubal Cain, all them words, Shibboleth and Jachin, all them words is in the Bible. These words, everything comes out the Bible, this 1881 King James Bible, wrote by these jokers for they people that could read it, not for this is an elite book, this 1881 that we're coming out of. When we go to the 10th chapter of Genesis, you will see that Gomer is the first son of Japheth. Now, read on a little further down now, and you will see that Gomer's first son was named Ashkenazer. You call him a Jew. He ain't no Jew. In this language, he's a Jew. But he's Ashkenazer, and he is the first son of Gomer. That's what this stands for, this G stands for. The third thing, which makes it a Holy Trinity, Brother Drew, it stands for geometry. Is geometry. Geometry is signs, symbols, squares, pyramids, triangles, semi-angles, inside caliber, outside caliber, dealing with designing something. Understand me real good. This is what geometry is. Geometry is designing something. Now, the first thing that you were taught is how were you designed? And that's a funny thing I find that when Grandpa was teaching me this knowledge, Brother Drew, I understand that's the thing he was talking about, but I remember the shit because I had 18 years of other shit every day. I mean, you know, repetitious. You learn
right.
shit. You learn shit you don't want to learn, you know. Grandpa would always, they took me to right next door was a Presbyterian church. To my grandmother's house, where Grandpa's log cabin was, and the Presbyterian left Crockett and Willis Wheeler opened up a funeral home, and so I ran about the seventh or eighth grade. So my cousin, he was there, involved, so they gonna take me and that cousin and let me see how they a dead man look, and so. Grandpa said, you see this board right here? This is called a cooling board. Where they cool your ass off. This is the last bed that you laid upon. He said, but have you noticed something? Grandpa's designing board that he has in his cabin, it looks the same as a cooling board. In other words, Grandpa said you was designed by the Great Spirit on a designing board, and it looks like the last board that you lay your ass down before you put your, when you're going away from here. You was designed on a, first designed on the Alpha, they want to call it Alpha and Omega, and this is Omega. This was a hell of a teaching that he was teaching me that it took me many years to understand it. Really, Daddy explained it to me when Grandpa expired in 1960. Grandpa's daddy said, "Well, his you see, Grandpa is on the cooling board now, and we have his designing board here, and we kept it in the family for a long time until my other grandmother passed away. I don't know what happened to it, but he used his board to design things on it. And he used a compass and a square. Every nation of people used a compass and a square. Now, when we're dealing with the Scottish Rite Mason, Ashkenazi, now, here's another thing. Now you understand this here, Brother Drew, why every Germanic race of people say that the Jews, who is Ashkenazi, is the chosen people of God. You understand now why this is said and accepted throughout all Germanic races of people as we speak in 2016 will tell you that the Jews are the chosen people of God. It ain't a damn nation in the world will not say, question this, because this is how they became the chosen people of God. Is because they were the first barbaric tribe that could design, that was civilized, in other words. If that's the reason, this is the reason why the Jews had a strict, very strict about you crossing your sea outside of this race of people, this one group of people, Ashkenazi. See, he had brothers, like the Germanic race of people is his brothers, but they ain't the same. They ain't the same bloodline, but they mixed their seed with them. That's what got them white, because they were black at one time, Ashkenazi was, because they wasn't in the Caucasus Mountains. But when they mixed their seed with their brother that came out of there, they became white. Ashkenazi white now. And you still got the old Sephardic Jew, what he looked like over there in Spain. He went back to interbred back to where he was when he interbred there. This is why the Jews, I don't give a damn what nation of people that you go to, the top of anybody in that nation of people is Ashkenazi. He's a Jew. The top doctor, the top lawyer, the top scientist, top any damn thing. He's a Jew. He's a Jew. The person that made the atom bomb was a Jew. We went and stole the Jew. We went and stole the Jew scientist from Hitler. Hitler had the damn bomb. Shit, he could have goddamn busted it on your ass, but he wouldn't. I find it simple and amazing, but when America got the bomb, this Magog got the bomb, let's call him who he is, when Magog and God got the damn bomb, then he dropped it on a Christian nation of people, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, I find it very interesting to this, Brother Drew, because, see, we niggas that ask questions. Why did they fly 2,000 miles out of the way, Brother Drew, to bomb Hiroshima and Nagasaki when they could have bombed Tokyo? That's the capital of Japan, where they practice Shintoism, Buddhism, and that crazy-ass religion of kamikaze that come out of. But Hiroshima and Nagasaki was the only two Christian nation of everybody there. 90% of them people was Christians, and they dropped the bomb on it, and then Obama over there apologizing, and people got mad about it. Now, I ain't no Obama goddamn Ike, but his apology was needed to them people. Why would you? But it just showed you how rootless that this Anglo-Saxon that changed his name to American is. This is how America gained world power. This is how everybody got scared of America when they dropped that bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. then they dropped all of them bombs on Germany. All them bombs were dropped on Russia. All them bombs were dropped on Great Britain. So this boy over here had completely destroyed the Middle East by 1950, Brother Drew. And you can see from 1950, America was the number one for enjoyed 30 or 40 years of being number one nation, all the way almost to year 2000 that they enjoyed being number one nation until China took back over. They had done bombed the hell out of China and Japan. It took years, 40, 50, 60, and some parts of France and shit still ain't got back from bombing over here from World War One and World War Two. From bombing over here, ain't got their economic status back simply from the bombing of that. Europe was rebuilding while the United States did not suffer that shit. Ain't no bombs ever been dropped over here.
Right.
Coming out of there. Shit. And we always went across the waters and did this shit. And you can... Ain't nobody no damn well. We got some bunch of damn food, but I happen to be not one of these damn food where I can sit down and think and see an analytical thinker that we are, Brother Drew. We can sit down and reason things out and see. And I know too goddamn much history that I can look at your ass and tell. I know your damn history. You can't bullshit me when it comes to your history. A lot of you goddamn niggas think that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but you go back in history and see what I'm talking about. I'm documentation be bullshit-ass conversation. That's my motto. And when we can understand this, then we can understand who got the power right now. And now, it's a funny thing, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get into that. The ruler of every nation of people, right now as we speak, is what this Masonic order called the Pink Man. And it's a certain family and certain breed that rule the world today, Brother Drew, as we speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you had to know what this bloodline is. See, the thing is right now is bloodline. And see, even your president of the United States, as the candidates for them, deals with what? Bloodline.
Right.
It's strictly with the bloodline. And as we and see, the Clintons, this is the oldest family over here, Bush number two. So when you go back and check the history out of these bloodlines and where they done ruled, when you study these people, then you understand what this compass and the square is and to understand it. Now, when we get into the compass and the square, knowledge is that you come to power. This is how I was taught, Brother Drew. I don't know how nobody else was taught, but this is how I was taught. The compass makes a geometrical figure that is a cipher. C-I-P-H-E-R. That is it. It is not a zero, or alt, a circle, all of this bullshit that we've been taught. That ain't what it represents when you're going off into esoteric knowledge. This is deep esoteric knowledge because we're finna deal with, you will know who I am is. I is what? A personal pronoun. Am is you. Did you hear me, Brother Drew?
Uh-huh.
See,
oh, yes.
see these codes that we gonna pick up these codes out of the box. I am is you.
Right.
Now, tell me something, Brother Drew. I'm going to see, do you remember this, what I told you? I don't think you do, though. If you stand at attention, what letter do you become?
I.
No, sir. Look at your feet. You become a E-L. You become an L.
Okay, let me stand up.
All right, that's a good one.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
You become a what?
All right,
L. Now you know who L and Elohim is now, don't you?
All right.
Well, L in Hebrew is what? God. Well, I am God.
Uh-huh.
I am L.
I got
God
you.
God in this language. Translated out of L. I am L. Now, so we're going to deal with this body. See, you see the secret, Brother Judah, martial arts,
uh-huh,
is to know the compass in the square. It comes through Tai Chi. See, your body, we're going to look at your body. If you take your arms and put it out, use an L, use an X, you're a cross, you're a T. You are all of these geometrical figures. It's according to how you're standing. Because, see, you are the line. This is where I was taught. A line is what? 180 degrees. That's a line. Now, you are two lines. When you're standing up, what kind of line are you?
Perpendicular.
When you land down, you what? Horizontal.
Right.
Okay. Now, you can't raise up without your compass raised first. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Your head come up first. Now, when you land down, your feet go down first.
Right.
See, this is geometry. This is how you understand. Now, the power is at the point, Brother Drew. And when you come to power, you come to a point. You come to power only when you come to a point. I have to say that again. You come to power only when you come to a point.
All right.
If you understand and understand that, Brother Drew, you will never understand the Pink Nation of people and how they operate. And it just so happened, Yah fixed it. Amen-Yah. Mama-Yah fixed it. Brother Drew, that when we start rapping on this, we can see this real clear. You come to power when you come to a point, and the king of the point, and you ever seen a compass, you know that's a king point. The more the power is, Brother Drew.
All right.
Coming to a point meaning that you done did what, Brother Drew? United. See, the word united means one. The word point got one in it. And when you put them units together, they become powerful. Now, I give you an example, Brother Drew. If you take 100 people and put them in there like we did, and they all believe the same way, you produce 10,000 units of energy. Positive energy. You know what old Ishmael used to talk to us about? we're going to put this energy, all of us going to do the same thing, put this energy up in there, to the, put this energy
yeah.
out to Yah, Amen Yah, and we'll get the power.
Right.
This is what you're talking about. This, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, this I brain, understand.
This, when that happens, Brother Drew, that's the third law of nature kick in. Everything is balanced. Everything is one. You become powerful when you balance. I'm going to give you a good damn example of what has happened, Brother Drew, that is news right now today of what we just talked about, what we're talking about now, about what these people believe in. You can see what I'm talking about, because I'm going to illustrate, give you a damn illustration of something that you can see what done happened through me. I'm telling you this here, it just happened 2 weeks ago, Brother Drew. 2 weeks ago, Ted Cruz and Bush the Third said they'd be in the fight to the end.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks later, they dropped out. Trump say, the only way I can beat Hillary is we got to unite. What the fuck did they do, Brother Drew? They united on
right.
your ass. That means how many of them, they got that plus that, that's power.
Right.
Powerful. So they became very powerful. Now, who is the man for the Republican Party now? Trump.
Trump.
2 weeks ago, he was an asshole.
Right.
He number one now. Well, what did they do? They pulled this old trick right here on your ass. Something that the black man can't do, because he don't know, understand how the white boy, the school of thought that the white boy have, you don't understand how he works. But
right
there, Brother Drew, we talking Masonic knowledge being used, because every goddamn one of these people is up under this damn knowledge that I'm talking about. See, they might be in different organizations like Skull and Bone, Bohemian Society, Fool Society, Scottish Rite, York Rite, Duncan Rite, but that R-I-T-E,
uh-huh.
that ain't spelled W, that don't mean R-I-G-H-T or W or I-G-H-T. Let's read it. I'll tell you when I tell you I am the right Reverend Whoop Ass.
Yes.
No, I spell it R-I-T-E. Because that right comes through initiation, brother, and it's all brotherhood. But they done broke away, and each one of them came more corrupt. These are businessmen that break away and start a goddamn Masonic order based upon the ancient knowledge of what we are talking about now. It ain't too many niggas know any damn thing about it. See, and this, and see, when you become aware of this, then you can have power, because you would know how to unite yourself. You know, teaching of the compass and the square. That's why I say a youngster got to teach it and understand what do this mean. This is you. This is you. Design, when you are a perpendicular line, you are vertical. If you connect, lay that 180 degree down and put them crisscross each other, you have a cross, which is a intersection that creates what, Brother Drew? The center point. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And this is done with the square, a Feynman square, which is what? Shaped like what? like you are standing up an L. Have you ever seen a flaming square? It's, it seems
yep.
like an L. That's you.
Right.
That's you standing up. Now, you see where these two lines meet is very keen, Brother Drew. That means that when you meet there in that center point, you unite it. The point is the intersection of your life. These two parallels called a great cross, you know, of intersection, which is the white boy call it the equilateral crosses, you know. But don't confuse this cross, this equilateral cross, there with cosmetic, the coming. It ain't the crucifixion, the cross of death that came along many, many, many years later. Just like the swastika, that sign, don't get that confused with Hitler. It was here way before any white supremacist
right.
group got here. It's
right.
these signs and symbols. So you had to know the signs and symbols, especially the ancient signs and symbols. You had to know these signs and symbols to understand what's going on. When you're dealing with the compass, Brother Drew, I give you an example that Grandpa gave me, is that he took the compass on, had me to draw, take the compass and draw ciphers. And he asked me, he said, what did this look, if this was a clock, he said, how many numbers it got in it? I say 12, Grandpa. I ain't crazy, you know. He said, well, what if I told you it got 13? This is where the number 13 comes in, whereas the number 13 means new beginning or immediate death. If you're in the ancient numbering system, Brother Drew, you know the number 13, the unlucky number,
right.
it means a death. It means a new beginning. It also could mean a new beginning. And the number 13 is 1 and 3 is 4 is when number 1, which would be the perpendicular line, that's you become the Holy Trinity with Avinyah and the laws, then you become one with them. You become number, and you're made out of the 1 and 3 is 4. You're made out of the 4 elements, and you're the 5th element. This is the way if you understood this esoteric knowledge of numbers and or who you are, according to Yahwehism, which was the beginning of this, then you would understand. See, you could understand this here, and see this cross. This ancient sign symbol. This type of cross is called a double cross, and you find it very interesting. I don't give a damn what flag that you got in this Germanic race of people, Brother Drew. You know what you're gonna find? You know what you're gonna find? The double cross. And see, every albino nation has the double cross as the principal design of their national flag. And I tell you, let's look at ARCO, Exxon. They had a double cross design on their logos.
Yeah.
You have to see all of these, they let you know who they are and what organization that they with. They letting you know. Every town in Dallas, Texas, at 720 Harwood Street, you got a building on it that's got double-head eagles. Who is they? What part do that building play in Dallas? Does it run Dallas, or is it just a building here for decoration?
Right.
And that's every town. Every town, y'all don't give a damn how big the town is. or how small the town is, it got that damn building there, in there. And it's some people that are represent that that go into that building. Now, Brother Drew, the double cross ain't nothing but the ark. If you stand straight with your arms out to the side,
right,
standing with your legs apart, arm out, hand over head level, you will produce the ark, which is the unity, which is uniting the male and the female polarities. The ark is the cross of regeneration, cross of life is what it was called. And the top view, the body also revealed the cross of the four corners. Your legs equal the vertical line designed by the Amenya for motion, for walking. Your arms, look at them. They're horizontal lines designed by the arms. Look like wings outstretched on the side at the intersection. Its head itself complete the whole cosmetic black dot in the middle, designed as the pineal gland inside that spreads the nappy hair that you have on your head, your antennas, and your radar to your creator. That nappy ass hair that you made it like look like white folks hair now, and you ain't got no connection with Amenya because your hair is too straight. Your hair is supposed to look like in dreadlocks. That's what your hair supposed to be looking like. Them people at least got half of the shit right. They just worshiping JAH. And when you tell them that they worshiping JAH and they should be worshiping YAH, they tell you that that ain't what somebody told them. What's his name? Harry Celeste told him.
Yeah.
I say, well, not my job was to tell you, and I'm through with it.
Right.
I'm through with it. And see, now, back to this clock, Brother Drew. I went off the track. You know, to make that cipher, to put them 12 letters in, the 13th number is where that point is, the center point of the clock. The center point of the clock is where they put the hands in. On the clock, you know what I'm talking about?
Say that one more. Say that again, Brother DeWatt.
You know where... On your clock, when you look at your clock, you know where they put the hands of the clock on that? That's where that's where the king point of the compass is. That means that that's dead center. That's the 13th number.
Okay, I got you.
That's what they call the hidden number that they don't teach your ass about. That's why it's hidden.
Hidden in plain sight, too, huh?
It's hidden because yeah, they don't teach you about it. They don't teach you about it. See, it's just like the word of L. See, when your body become L, then you know you God, and then L emit. Then you would know that you are the made out of the four elements, which is earth, fire, air, and water. Then you become conscious of who you are. See, it's very, very necessary to understand that you are I am. And it ain't nobody but you. The only way you become a tribe of people is you have to come to a common belief. And the only way that you can come to that common belief is that you had to will your mind to that school of thoughts. And it, right now we're finding out that, shit, this is only coming through DNA. See, because the only way that we know what we know right now, Brother Drew, is because of one thing, is that the knowledge that was lost is coming back into existence right now. And we're explaining stuff that ain't never been explained because it was called hidden knowledge. The letter L is both feminine and masculine. Its vertical line is masculine. Its horizontal line is feminine. The letter L is the angle. The two lines connecting define creating the point. L is the version of the divine rulers throughout. L is the 12th alphabet. Well, now the number 12 is what? To a master builder that's on the square, the number 12 is complete.
Right.
12 times 12, 12 times 12 is 144, 1 and 44,
right.
And the 9 don't never change. And see, simply mathematically speaking, we once spoke like this. Everything that we said was based on mathematically speaking. I mean, the X is another basis form of the cross. It marks the point why is X is called X. X, because AK is the peak, P-E-A-K, B-E-A-K point, which is the capstone of a pyramid. And see, when you look at a pyramid, what do you see, Brother Drew? How many degrees do you see when you see a pyramid?
180, 180,
180. No,
90, 90,
and
90.
You see...
Oh, okay, they're not standing up, I got you.
You see three perpendicular lines, right?
Right.
And they close in. They are tight. You only see 270 degrees. Now, there's 90 degrees that the eye can't see, but it's there, Brother Drew. So the triangle that you see, which will fit only off into a cipher, if you can fit that off into a cipher, Brother Drew, that 90 degrees that you're missing, Brother Drew, is at the base. The base of the pyramid is 90 degrees, which this is called a capstone.
Okay.
It's got the point on the top, but it's actually 360 degrees, which you only see with the naked eye, 270 degrees. You had to know that the base was also 90 degrees for it to sit up on.
Uh-huh.
You learn that when you learn building. Brother Drew, and let's the key. See, Ashkenazim, he had built, and the Jews was the first one to build, and this white man race of people, they was the great builders, designers, everything. They still are. That's why they call them Jews, because they were the greatest jurors, and that's the only thing that means. And you had to understand that. They had the knowledge of Tubal Cain. Tubal Cain was, if you go into the book of Genesis, you'll see what he was. Jubal, and then you'll see who Tubal Cain was and what he represented, what he knew, and what all the skills that he had. Well, these people had different sects and different clans. They had this, the Jews had this. The people that you call Jews, they Yehudas and especially Yehuda. Yehuda had this. Yehuda had this knowledge, where the other white folks didn't have this knowledge. They had to kill Yehuda out, because Yehuda was the biggest other tribe. Now Yehuda is what? The Jews are scarce as hemp teeth, because
right.
his brother killed his ass out. The key to building in them days was the arch, Brother Drew. If you knew how to build an arch, you knew how to win the war. Now, the arch is seven different arcs that you make with a compass and a square. The very famous one was the horseshoe arc. That's what the Romans used. You see, this is how to build a bridge across a river, Brother Drew. If you had the knowledge of how to cross them rivers to get to build a bridge, cross these rivers and creeks and streams of things of water, you know, like the United States had it, the Seabees in World War II, they could build a bridge in an airport in a road so fast that they get you to swimming in the head. They still running out of the Seabees in World War II with such building, but all of them had these skills of their old ancestors, the Romans, of building these goddamn bridges when they went to walk. But the key was the art. If you could build, it's built. But if you notice something, I noticed something, Brother Drew, for them to get across water, first they built the first bridge that they built was like primitive, but it worked. Was called a rope bridge. You know what I'm talking about? They make your ass, if you go to, I don't know what they call it in the army, but
you have to walk across that rope.
Yeah, you have to walk that rope, goddamn, that rope bridge. If you go to extent, if you go to extra training, if you was gonna be a grunt or something, you had to know how to walk the rope bridge and climb one, because if you had to climb up the mountain, you had to use a rope bridge. And
right.
this is what they used. They had the knowledge of using these. This was the first bridges that these white boys see used, and then they found out how from the Cushite people, from after they conquered the Cushite people, and which was the Hyksos came in and conquered. It made them Egyptians. After they bred with them, they called them Egyptians. This is how they found out the knowledge of building this great art. This white boy did, and they hid it through the set. But you had to understand that this compass and this square, it is the key to the knowledge, and you had to understand. This, if you can understand it, you understand self. This is a long, long lecture. I just jumped it up, summarized it quick. But, you know, I took about 3 months on teaching this. You can only teach so much at a time to get the real understanding of all the signs and symbols. So this also come up under the teaching of signs and symbols. And, see, you deal with a lot of knowledge when you deal with this compass and the square, but if you could understand this, you could understand the Bible. You can understand that this character Jesus Christ is only dealing with these numbers, right?
Right.
It's Gnostic teaching, so you had to know who the Gnostic was. And Paul definitely told you that he was a Gnostic. The Bible tell you that Simon Mingus, who was Gnostic, and Paul had an argument, and I got in. To it, read the Bible. The Bible tell you the story of how Paul was a Gnostic. Him and Simon Manger. They call him Simon the Sorcerer in the Bible. But that's it. I mean, I hope you learned a little something. I hope the guys that asked me to do this on the compass in the square, supposed to have a compass down in Tallulah, down in where he lived, sometime next. So I'll let you know, but I'm going to go down and I have time to teach this. It takes about 2 or 3 hours to teach this. And
okay,
you still ain't
going
to hang out. Okay. All right. Until next week, I'll say Yah Shalom.
Yah Shalom. Y'all shalom.